yeah, you wouldn't want to say the phone number of the thing, would you?
No, because that would be stupid. Marking down the time now, I have to edit it. Bastard.
Let's see. Now, how did I arrange this? You can hear that, right, Rick?
Yeah, I can hear that fine.
Wow, what an amazing phone call that was.
You didn't pick up?
Apparently not.
I'm telling them that now. What a silly buns.
What's that?
Alright. Refresh folder.
What are you doing? Rick, we've stopped being funny.
We were never funny, you know that.
Do you realize how dangerous this is?
Do you realize how dangerous this is?
I know who to call.
Wally?
No.
Ben?
No.
Ben's mom? A hooker?
That's
Little
an
Caesars,
idea, but...
Papa Romano's?
let's call Ben's mom.
No, don't call Ben's mom at 2:19 in the morning.
That would be fun times. I've done it before, Rick.
Here we are, let me... He's giving me his phone number. I'm checking it.
I am inconsistent in my volume.
Volume is overrated. Volume is overrated. Volume is overrated.
This package sold by weight, not volume. Ow.
Same one. There we are.
You're a good man, Rick.
Good times. He just gave me his phone number. It's the same one I sent you, so he apparently is deaf and cannot hear the phone.
Maybe I entered it wrong.
That sounds very perverted. I should probably, you know...
Oh, I entered it wrong. I was calling somebody else in Texas.
Krem.
That's 470, not 704.
Dude, don't fucking give away numbers. What's wrong with you?
All right, be quiet.
You have reached a non-working number. Announcement 14-48-2. You have reached a non-working number. Announcement 14-48-2.
I can't imagine a more beautiful sight.
Here, I'll send you exactly what he sent me as his phone number.
Oh, I was entering it wrong.
God damn it, Krem. I am PMing Auntie right now to drive and rape you.
I'm scared now.
What's wrong with you? Are you dyslexic?
Okay, I've got it right now. And away we go!
Hello?
Hello, is this Brandon? Listen, this is the shitty restaurant. We heard a call getting an order from this number. We wanted to confirm that.
Oh, yeah, I asked. You're 2 hours late.
Sir, we're never late. You're just early.
What's up?
I'm gay bear.
Anti-raping people. Oh, God.
What?
Oh, what the hell was that?
What?
I'm joined again by my pal Ducky.
Is Rick there?
No, it's just a harmless duck.
I'm here somewhere.
He's doing it on purpose at this point.
Oh.
Believe me, no one understands me. That's where I cut to feel.
Oh, good old Rick. But in the end, we're going to be able to hear him perfectly and not hear you very well. Just keep that in mind, okay, Brandon?
Okay.
All right.
So it's okay if I say I love static?
Oh, wow.
Good thing no one will ever know but me and you, Krimmy.
All right. Your secret is safe with me, and anybody else I decide to announce it to.
All right.
Yeah. Several people have their phone numbers all over the internet now. No, it's okay. I gave them yours wrong.
But I heard you screwed up my number.
Little do they know, while they're talking,
insane person.
I'm sending anti-hero to kill them.
It's supposed to be a three-way, Ricky. Come on, come on.
Queuing up anti-hero in APM. Oh, I'm doing nothing over here. Don't worry about me.
Both of you, speak up.
Rape.
Oh, goodness. Looks like anti snuck in, too.
Say what?
Sending anti a PM that says, kill and rape. Kill
we
and
are
rape.
The Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears. As soon as I walked into my room, my Wii turned itself on. That's creepy.
So, let's see. Sir Kirby, what's your opinion on the recent turn the Daily Posse has taken?
It's backwards.
Hmm.
Also, I'm not Star Kirby.
You're something, Kirby. I don't know.
Dr. Calexa.
Star Kirby. It's an emo name.
All them dang Kirby's running around.
Land of the Kirby.
Mm-hmm.
PM sent. Now all I have to
Kirby
do is wire him the money. And raping and killing will be in.
Hi, Rick.
I'm not hiring people to rape and kill you, don't worry.
He's seriously distorting his voice or something on purpose. He usually doesn't sound this bad.
Oh. Tell him that I hate him, and that he sucks.
Hey Rick, he says he doesn't have any hard feelings towards you, and don't worry about it.
I can hear him, you know.
Seriously, Rick, speak like you normally do.
You fucker.
That's better.
I like talking like this. It reminds me of Krem.
You've had a happy ending here, Rick.
Everybody's happy, except Krem.
Oh.
Krem doesn't count.
Nobody loves him.
Mm-hmm.
Pink
I'm Pirate A.
Well, if you can hear me, Krem, tell Star Kirby to talk about why he's not going to wear his Frankie costume.
Yeah, what the heck, man?
Oh, God. No.
Come on, you can do it.
Hey, you want to see real-life Coral Mayhem? Is that what you're asking? That's what you're going to get.
Well,
That's real-life Coral Mayhem right there. Like, except you will be scarred.
Scarred.
You think you're tough.
About my life.
And then it's just, you're scarred.
Scarred physically or emotionally? Because I hope it's not physically.
Physically, we would need to see Auntie dressed up as Robin.
I would probably give you physical scars just by looking at me. Your eyes. You would scar your eyes somehow.
Just try and keep the banana in the hammock, please.
Yay. So, Rick, your opinion on Auntie dressing up as Robin?
I really, it keeps me awake at night.
Well, I mean, you think about how much his appearance changes when he shaves his face, so...
Not enough shaving in the world can make him into a large-breasted, beautiful woman.
Well, no, you think about it, because, I mean, look at how he changes when he shaves his face. Really. I mean, look at how he changes when he does that. Think of applying that to the rest of him. It's not that much of a stretch.
Still looks like a man.
He could grow breasts or something, I don't know.
It's possible.
I wouldn't put it past him.
He would sprout penises and rape us all, you know that.
Well, he wouldn't, he would go and cut them off random woodland creatures and...
Well, he's anti, you know? He can do anything. Just anything that doesn't make any sense.
He is not above stealing limbs from anything. He'd be like Robin, except instead of sprouting limbs out of nowhere, he would just rip them off of people and claim them as his own.
Duct tape is your friend.
Rick, I declare a flame war about Doug.
Oh, man.
I declare a flame war about Doug because Mr. Dink is clearly Doug's father. Mr. Funny is not, doesn't even look like Doug, obviously.
I think that the nematode was actually a very important part of the plot, and it's going to come back later on and be something really significant and blow us all the way.
You know how creepy that is when your internet starts to die and you sound like a robot? Because you just sounded like a robot, and it was awesome.
Kirby, I don't think you're speaking quite loud enough. That's better.
Well, my parents are sleeping.
Oh, right. Keep it up, man. Keep it up.
He's gonna fire the fun beam!
Fire it all over your parents' sleep.
Oh.
You need to fire the fun beam at your sister.
Me? I do. I really should. She can laugh at the same thing for about 20 minutes straight. She did it today. It was interesting.
Sort of like one of those YouTube poop videos where they just, you know, repeat the King of Hyrule laughing over and over, only it's your sister.
Yeah, and she's annoying, and it's not funny. And nobody thinks it's funny.
Make a poop video about her.
I should.
Just record her a bunch, and...
And then... it's a good idea, Krim.
All right.
I like your style.
Cremo number two.
In this Cremo. Topic, fake posting.
Star Kirby, what is your opinion on Rick totally doesn't get the whole fake posting thing?
He only gets it when he's drunk.
Well, to be fair, I'm drunk often.
Rick, what is your opinion on hilarious misspelling of Jada?
I don't get that for him. I mean, I understand you guys like it, but I'm lost. That's not my kind of humor.
I guess not, yeah.
I just
pronounced jaded.
Jaded?
Jaded.
I always thought it was jetted.
Probably that. I suck at pronunciation.
Well, see, I didn't know who Jada was or what Jada was before that. I didn't even know what the character looked like or anything. It was just that one quote. Of whoever misspelled it.
Yeah. Also, I just mispronounced.
Good old Texas.
Texas education. At its finest.
This is hello, Texas you're talking about here. So you live somewhere up north, like Antarctica, right?
I live in Canada.
I live in Mexico.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that place right above me.
Above you and to the east about a couple hundred miles.
I picture Brandon as the Pikachu and Rick as the Pichu.
Oh, I love and hate you guys.
Oh, man.
Mostly hate, but yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about, Krim. That didn't make any sense to me.
Oh, because there's the little Pikachu and the little Pichu?
Yeah, I don't... Is that from, like, a movie thing?
Remember? Come on, you did this once. You did this once.
He was drunk.
Aw, man.
You were here.
This sucks.
Also, why is there that little thing of apparently somebody's heartbeat or something?
It's the conversation's heartbeat slowly dying.
Yeah, you can see it's very close to flatlining.
Uh-oh.
Or maybe it's Nintendo's finances after they realize people have found a way to have effectively free long distance.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Burn Nintendo.
Well, can you call it free because you're calling someone in another state?
Oh, it's that. Hey, it's them delaying Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Ooh.
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 Ooh, I'm totally ooh. Oh, dude, I didn't know you were there. What's up, Krim?
Hey, man. Hey, man.
Hey, man. Let's talk about Ben and his absence.
Ben's absence.
Yeah, he's not around.
Apparently he's a staff member at the Shikdehok Christian Leadership Camp or something.
Haha, Ben's religious.
Ha ha ha.
He stole Wi-Fi from God.
Nah.
did he tell you about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Ha ha. I battled him, and I died. Over the internet.
That's because he was on God's internet.
Then you rose back to life.
God's internet.
Three days.
Pokemon. I demand a refund.
Hey, well, there was this one time that Ben battled me with his best team, and I killed it with my team of five and my HM4. That was awesome.
You people and your Pokemon.
Not me necessarily, but...
Haha. You people and your Pokemon, mine is Krim.
Yeah. I was telling Rick earlier that this is... What we're doing right now is pretty much all I use my DS for anymore.
Ah. Have you guys got boring yet?
Yeah. We got boring for a while there. We're boring off and on.
Well, I'll listen to you. Even more since I'm on it. Yay.
Probably won't be able to hear you at all, but oh well.
Oh well, I don't know, I was there.
Rick, is your Audacity thing picking up any sound waves from this guy, Rick?
Well, shut your face hole and let him talk for a second.
Hi.
Yeah, it's picking him up fine.
Yay, I'm Brandon. I live.
Hey, it's that guy who brought Unbroken Torment upon us.
Tell Auntie I'm going to rain down Unbroken Torment on him. Also, where is that guy's mailbag supplies?
Yeah, let me check.
Oh yeah, Unbroken Torment. That guy's big.
That's a very apt description.
Well, that's pretty much what he is.
Big.
There's not much else to him. He's just big. And he dates a lot of women.
Is he one of those types that puts on his MySpace that he's more to love?
He's the type that put a weird anime picture of a half-naked girl in the background of MySpace.
So he's sort of like Iseo.
He's one of those Quinlan guys.
Pretty much. Except he has friends. Which is really weird.
Iseo with friends could potentially be dangerous.
Doesn't he work at Walmart?
I could see if Iseo had friends, he might end up being like Eddie from Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Oh, God.
Be like, guys, I've got this new scheme to do stuff with mechs and post on internet forums. Come on.
Oh. Is it possible to have a mech guru? How do you pronounce that, guru?
Probably, except instead of guts, there's just, like, wires and short circuits going around everywhere.
Wires just hanging out. Oh, God, that's hot.
He's like, oh, God, there are so many wires. Look at all the electricity just really flowing through the air.
Oh, God, oil. Is oil leaking out of them? Oh, God.
Fat.
Me and Kramer are talking about nasty things.
I can't imagine a more beautiful sight.
I can.
Rick doesn't know what we're talking about. Ha ha. Ha ha.
I'm queuing up a picture for Kram.
What?
I'm queuing up a picture for Kram.
Man, I got off of that years ago. Let's see. Rick, what happened to Auntie's mailbag replies?
He isn't around. He's idling.
What the heck?
Damn you, anti-hero.
Tell him he's lame.
I want to punch him in the face.
Also, tell him by lame, I don't mean, hey, I'm insulting you and you're probably going to come to my house and rape me. Say, hey, you're lame. Like, oh, I'm just kidding with you, man. No need to come to my house and rape me. He's gonna rape me so hard.
You know, we were wondering where Fumo went. Auntie lives right next to him.
Hmm.
Huh?
I'm thinking rape.
Rick, you put wonderful food on the table. There's really no hurry. I'll eat it a while.
What are we doing?
We lost all sense of what we're doing for a minute there, guys.
Why did you call me?
Let's do the time warp again.
I called you, well, Star Kirby, you know we are recording this.
Stop calling me Star Kirby, I'll punch you in the nuts.
Blar blurby. Oh.
The amount of pain that I'm intending that is questionable, though.
Am I bringing up bad memories for you, man?
Oh, God. A horrible memory. No, shut up.
Oh, God, I used to be Star Kirby. Why did I think of such a horrible name?
It's horrible.
Hey, remember that one site we used to go to called Land of the Kirby?
Hey, Krim.
What?
Krim. Hey, Krim.
What?
Samir Recolor.
We're gonna have a bit about 12-year-old Krim, I know this.
Oh, yeah, let's do something. Insult him.
Huh?
Well, we talked about 12-year-old Krem a while back, but, well, we might be doing an interview with him, actually.
Tell Ricky short.
Ooh.
Tell SK he's fat.
Oh.
Ouch. That hurts me. Krem, your hair is long. You're also gay.
No need for penis envy, my friend.
I have Auntie. At least he appreciates me in his own way.
That way is tentacles.
He appreciates me very forcefully.
He just rapes you for fun. Rape.
Well, he doesn't like you guys enough to, you know, rape you. He looks at Rick and says, this one's too short. And he looks at Brandon and says, this one's too wide. And he looks at me and says, this one's just right.
Oh, God. I will slash hate you guys.
Oh, man.
I can picture Auntie as Bellum from Super Mario RPG.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
Tastes peachy.
He swallows Krem and makes a clone of him. And then rapes it.
Sour.
And then he rapes the real Krem.
Or he mind controls the clone into... Oh, never mind.
Yeah, Krem, shut up.
Yeah, I know.
Forget your...
Well, there was the part where I was telling Rick about the marshmallow cream.
Yeah, I'm just gonna...
So, Rick, how long have we been going now?
Hour 30 minutes.
You know, for every minute we go, it becomes more and more likely that your computer's gonna crash halfway through converting the file, and we'll lose all of it.
Fun time.
Yeah.
Definite fun times right there.
Krim can't make a YouTube poop.
Oh,
I got you there. Because it's true. Because you can't.
I'm really having trouble with it. I got my my codec problem figured out today, actually. So. Doing a little better.
I'm impressed.
That's a They Might Be Giants song.
Look me over. I'm the captain.
No, you're not. Hey, guys, you know what was really cool?
That song, IBM Retarded?
No, only you like that, and nobody likes you.
You're like kind of like Kate Scythe from Final Fantasy VII. Nobody uses you. Die in obscurity.
I found out I can make my own songs in Guitar Hero 2. I'm like, I should totally put the captain in there. And I was like, I want to do that.
You can make your own songs in Guitar Hero 2.
Yeah, man.
Star Kirby, if you start listening to the Mountain Goats, that could end up being epic. Like, really.
Fine.
Although I don't know if it would work with folk guitar songs that he does, because he has all sorts of crazy chords going on. And I don't know. Star Kirby, listen to the Mountain Goats right now.
Why don't you show me some
cremo? Right this instant, young man.
Show me some cremo.
I'm cremo.
That's disgusting sounding.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, damn cat.
Ah.
I killed my cat with my foot.
Stinky.
Let's talk about something possibly. You know, for a nice change of pace.
What is that website again?
They have comics or something.
Like, can't you, like, auction for stuff there? I forget.
Auction for rape?
I think somebody, like, danced in tutus for nickels or something. I don't know. Some stupid joke.
Ooh.
Rick hasn't said much. Why is this?
Come on, Rick. You can do it.
I've been trying to get Auntie to come back through PM and rape you.
Really?
Yeah, I've been PMing him for the past half hour. I've been like, hey,
he's probably in his car right now.
Oh yeah, as soon as I said rape, he's in his car.
He doesn't even have to ask who.
He knows. It's always you, Krim.
You know, he just hears the word rape and he says, it is time.
There could be only one rape.
Finally, the time has come.
But yeah, to say something back to Star Kirby, your form is dumb.
To say something back to Rick, your form is dead.
Okay, so if you're gonna say that, I could probably say the same thing about yours.
I've been posting, or at least the Great Garlic has been posting.
Great Garlic posts everywhere.
I've got Great Garlic and Your Average Joe posting on my forum regularly.
You can't even pronounce
you
regularly.
I can pronounce...
Krim.
What?
About 20 of their posts combined make about one real post. Okay?
20? I'd say that's overestimating a bit much.
Being generous.
Okay, maybe 15.
Oh, no, I meant underestimating, sorry. Maybe like 30... 35, 40 of their posts makes one.
My form's alive, man. Look at the background. It's lively.
It's living it up.
Go wild.
Midnight Bliss.
Oh, God. Hey, Krim, say something incredibly Midnight Bliss-ish.
The magic power is
This conversation is gay. Stop being gay.
Oh, Rick.
Swiftly moving
Rick,
along.
Rick, why aren't you going to appreciate us for what we really are?
Men with pink shirts.
Hello, my name is...
So I wore my pink shirt to Prescott today. It was pretty awesome.
Hello, my name is Cruz. I want to joke about how I'm gay.
If you say I'm gay, I'm leaving.
Hey, I'm Cruz. I'm not going to make any jokes. That was like some heavy metal referencing there, I think.
Cruz?
I don't know why.
Cruz is less funny than RPG Maker.
Cruz is more funny than RPG Maker.
Alright, guys, I got a break for a second. You guys can handle this conversation, can't you?
Oh my goodness.
Have fun.
SK, this is our time to shine.
Call me SK again. Okay.
Stands for super killer.
Cruz, let's make fun of people.
Okay, let's make fun of people.
My name is Cruz, and I'm going to make a joke, but instead it's going to be something about politics that nobody will understand.
My name is Krem. I'm kind of slow at coming up with jokes once in a while.
My name is Krem. I can't make a YouTube poop.
My name is Krem. I have trouble finding inspiration for YouTube poop, but I think once I find something, it could end up being really good, but I need to find something cool first and figure out how to use it well without making it boring or whatever.
Hello, my name is FK. Spat, shut up.
Hello, my name is Krem. Spat, shut up.
Hello, my name is GS Gold. I'm going to act pissed about everything.
Hello, my name is GS Gold. I'm going to be extremely difficult to play through a game with because I'm all aggressive and mean and stuff, and I have a chance of losing my temper at any time. You don't know when I'm going to boil over, man.
Hello, my name is Isaiah. There's too much about me to make fun of in one sentence.
Hello, my name is Isaiah. It takes an entire Coral Mayhem article to make fun of everything I've done.
Hello, my name is Krem. I'm just going to copy everything that SK does.
Hello, my name is Krem. I agree with what SK just said there.
Krem said it.
Hello, my name is Krem. That's actually the truth. I'm not even making fun of anybody. Just, yeah.
Hello, my name is Your Average Joe. That's like a posting. Period.
Hello, my name is Spatulator. I think I'll add this Krem fellow to my friends on Facebook.
Hello, my name is Spatulator. I think I'll kill SK and Mafia just because he doesn't like me.
Hello, my name is SK. I think I'm going to play Mafia.
Hello, my name is Krem. I think I'm going to not play Mafia.
Hello, my name is Krem. I think I'm going to go be in a podcast.
Hello, my name is SK. I'm eating biscuits at midnight.
Hello, my name is Krem. I'm going to make meta references about the jokes we're doing right now.
Hello, my name is Isaiah. I'm going to beg SK to play a game that he's never heard of.
Hello, my name is Soap on a Rope.
Alex!
Go! Hello, my name is Soap on a Rope. I created a very wonderful website. I am incredibly funny, and I make very good jokes every day.
Hello, my name is Rob Dixon. How's it going?
My name is Rob. I'm mysteriously absent. I miss him so friggin' much.
He's been gone like one day.
Yeah, I miss him.
It's kind of weird, that does happen with Rob, when he's gone for like one day, it feels like he's been gone forever.
Feels like he's gone for an eternity. I miss his smile.
Hey, my name's Rob, I'm talking to girls or something.
My name is Rob, I'm more interesting than you guys will ever be.
Oh, my name is Rob, I've got this friend who's a black dude, but he's actually a really cool guy.
Oh god. What are their motives?
Hey, I should have asked that guy what his motives were. I'm gonna ask that next time I talk to him. Awesome.
Hello, my name is Krem. What are my motives?
Oh. Hello, my name is Rick. I'm making rustling noises in the background, and I don't think I'm actually gone from this conversation. I'm just taking a bit of time out to see what Krem and SK can do on their own, because I'm probably going to have them run the podcast one day when I don't feel like doing this crap anymore.
Correct.
Hello, my name is Rick, and I'm incredibly short.
Can you say one-hit wonder?
What?
Because that's Star Kirby. Yeah, I said it, bitch.
Hello, my name is Luffy. Sanji impression.
Krem, do a Sanji impression one time and just, like, take a picture.
Hello, my name is Rick, and SK can barely hear me.
Oh, right, I didn't hold it right. Try again, funny.
That Krem. Fucking. So, yeah, we're at 1 minute. Okay, we're at 1 hour. 45.
Hello, my name is Static. I'm cheating on Rick with Mel Brooks.
I could forgive that.
And hello, my name is Krem. I've actually never played Mortal Kombat before. What are you talking about?
Hi, my name is Krem, and I have no fucking life whatsoever. But anyway, let's swiftly move along from this hate.
Yeah, this is a good string of jokes we're putting together. Let's do a few more, just a few more. Come on.
Alright, fine. But don't be late for dinner.
Hi, my name is Krem. I'm rather inconsistent in my recording volume on this program. I apologize sincerely.
Hello, my name is SK. I'm over a phone.
Hello, my name is SK. You can't hear any of the jokes that I've been making, so this back and forth is completely ineffective as a recording device.
Hi, my name is Krem. Ooh. I sound like I'm talking to myself. Ooh.
Hello, my name is Krem. I tend to ramble on in longer strings than you guys do, which is kind of odd because I'm notorious for not having any improvisational ability whatsoever, so what the heck am I doing this, huh? What the heck?
My name is Krem. I like to bring a video camera to school because I think it's hilarious that everyone looks at me like I'm an idiot and laugh at me.
Oh, I'm Brandon. That happens to me when I don't bring a camera. Ooh.
Hello, I'm Ben, and I get sued.
Hello, I'm Ben. I eat pterodactyls or something.
Hello, I'm Ben. You don't know where I am.
Hello, I'm Ben. I'm actually at Christian Leadership Camp, like, for real.
Hello, I'm Krem, and I like to be pretend I'm smart, but I'm really a freaking idiot. I hate you.
Hello, I'm Star Kirby. I seem to be bringing out a bunch of suppressed rage towards Krem, who is really supposed to be my friend, but I'm going to be all passive-aggressive and now more even aggressive towards him. What the heck?
Hello, my name is Krem. I can't seem to remember that SK has called himself SK and not Star Kirby anymore.
Hello, my name is Krem. I think Star Kirby is a funny name.
Hello, my name is SK and I hate you, Krem.
Hello, I thought you weren't calling yourself SK anymore.
Hello, my name is SK and I think Krem sounds stupid because it's after something. He doesn't remember, but he's lying about he doesn't remember.
Hello, my name is Lieutenant Surge.
Hello, my name is Isao. Cowboy butt sex. Sodomy!
Hello, my name is Antihero.
Gonna get you.
Hello, my name is SK from Cat, and I like to get this food.
Hello, my name is Krem. I can't hold the cell phone up properly. I can't, so Rick can hear.
Well, either one of you is going to hear the other, or the... I transcend both of you.
Hello, my name is Krem. I'm secretly plotting to kill everyone and take over the dailypos.org and make it a knitting site.
Hello, my name is Krem. And 4 years later, I'm still secretly making a master plan to steal Soap on a Rope's sister from him and make her my bride.
I think you could do it.
I haven't even talked to her in like a long time, jeez.
Go for it, man. You can. I got her phone number.
Shut up.
Hello, my name is Krim and I'm evil.
No, we're doing that interview tomorrow.
Oh.
Hello, my name is Weldar. Oh shit, I'm not here anymore.
Hello, my name is Weldar.
Krim with some suppressed rage at Weldar.
It's an old joke, Rick.
Hello, my name is 16-year-old Krim. I'm going to go back and punch 12-year-old Krim. Hi. My name is 20-year-old Krim. I'm going to go back and punch 16-year-old Krim. Hello, my name is 24-year-old Krim. I'm going to go back and punch both 16-year-old Krim, 12-year-old Krim, 20-year-old Krim, and Rick.
Hello, my name is Star Kirby. I don't realize that my joke fails horribly because Krim doesn't punch people.
Ooh.
Hello, my name is Krim because I like to make shit ass.
Oh.
Fatal.
Joke string over. Star Kirby wins. Game, set, and match.
Hello, my name is SK. No fucking calling me Star Kirby.
I've told you it's over. This is going to be the best podcast ever.
And only three people will listen to it.
Yeah, me, you, and Rick.
If only we could hear Star Kirby.
That'd probably be a good idea. Come on, talk louder. Who cares if your parents wake up, you know?
Fuck them.
Fuck them. Fuck the system. I'm going to fuck the system.
Rick, I'm going to sacrifice him being able to hear you for you being able to hear him.
Go right ahead.
That's kind of pretty important. I think we've taken this way too far, guys.
Rick has long hair.
Didn't I ban you?
Did it bang anything?
Star Kirby, you don't know what you're getting into.
Rick's hair is longer than he is tall.
Star Kirby, you don't know what you're getting into.
Krim, it's okay. I'll be in my room.
Okay, SK, do your best anti-impersonation.
My best anti-impersonation?
Heck yes.
Do you call him anti all the time?
Yeah, he calls himself anti.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I always call him anti. Anti-Arctica.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Hello, my name is Anti, and SK calls me anti because he's a fucking queer. I'm very good at making up stories on the spot. Ridiculously good, in fact. That is my opinion on Auntie. Hyro.
I can make a story up on the spot, guys. Let me give it a shot.
I'll let you try.
Okay, Rick, are you ready for me to make up a story on the spot?
I'm relaxing in my chair right now so I can sleep at a moment's notice.
Okay. That's probably pretty accurate. Okay, once upon a time, there were these two guys named Star Kirby and King Rick. And Star Kirby and King Rick were walking through the woods of thedailypos.org. These were some weird, magical woods that it was kind of random stuff that would go on there, because that's just the kind of place that Boss was. So they was walking through the woods one day, looking for pine cones that their man, Soap on a Rope, had requested they find. But then suddenly they heard this growling noise coming out of the woods. And they were like, I wonder what that growling noise is. And they thought it was mighty odd, but they continued on anyways, despite all of it. And so they kept on walking through the woods, but then this kind of growling noise got louder and louder, and they started to get a bit concerned. Rick reached for his katana, but then all of a sudden, this massive bear jumped out of the woods, and it shouted at them, I'm Gay Bear! And it drew out its massive bear genitals and started to severely rape Kirby. And then Rick drew his katana even more, and he's like, I'm going to cut you up, bear, because that's what I do with my katana thing that I have. But then the bear turns on him, and it says, I'm Gay Bear. And it goes after him, too, and then it proceeds to horribly rape and murder both of them. And nothing was ever heard of the two of them again. The end.
The story sucked.
Epilogue.
You suck.
Monty stood up and unzipped the zipper on his bear costume. He stepped out of it and said, that was a fun adventure, huh, guys? And then he went and listened to some indie music or something.
And then Auntie unzipped his mask, and it was Krim. I found you out, Krim.
You totally schooled me on that one, Rick. I don't even know what the heck's going on now.
Hello, my name is Krim, and I suck at making stories.
Yeah.
It's an end joke, do you get it?
Yeah, totally.
The thing from the podcast?
Yeah.
Feel free to hang up on him at any time.
I can make funny noises with my face.
You mean you talking?
I can make funny noises with my face.
You have to realize it's midnight, or it's 1 o'clock here, so I'm like kind of tired, but not really, because I sleep until 4 o'clock in the morning. In the evening, I mean...
Let's talk about something posh-related, just for a change of pace.
So, we have a wiki, I hear.
Oh, we do.
That sounds dirty. That word always sounds dirty to me, I'm sorry.
What is your opinion on our wiki, Star Brandon?
Star Brandon? Star Eldritch. It is, I haven't looked at it ever since I registered, so, my opinion of that and the answer to all the other questions is,
Why don't you go write an article about Jedid?
Why don't you go shove your ass up your face?
Oh.
I should, actually. I probably should.
Write an article about Jedid, but in the style of Jedid? Because, you know, that's just how the Jedid article should be.
It should be. It really should.
Mm-hmm.
You should have lots of flashing images, too.
See, this wiki just gives you another venue for flashing images.
Yay! I like to flash people.
Moving not really swiftly along, which seems to be our style this evening.
Yay!
If only I had another phone.
If only you didn't. Suck.
If only Rick were talking.
I'm asleep. Rick, go shut up and go away.
I'm asleep too. Guys, why do we always do this when we're asleep? Couldn't we do it in the morning or something when I'm awake?
Fuck the rain.
Tell you what, let's just like pause right now and then come back to it, you know, in 10 hours or so.
Oh wait, I have something TLS related to talk about.
Yeah, what is it? What is it?
Okay, Krim, this is what I'm going to tell you. It's going to be about POS.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I think I'm ready.
Write a fucking piece of bitch.
Oh.
Well, that is true.
Where is the pieces of, man? It's supposed to be daily.
Check your toilet, bitch.
If you don't give me a piece of, I'll give you a piece of my fist in your ass.
Oh.
Or maybe anti-will, I don't know. Is that all you have to say, Krim?
Yeah, pretty much.
This conversation is as Rick, dull as the spoon that was used to neuter Tenda Senpai.
Neuter is a good word for that. I am using that as the pronoun for him, by the way.
For who? What happened?
I know.
I couldn't hear him. Did he insult me? I want to punch him in his...
No, he was insulting Tenda Senpai.
That guy slash girl slash is slash potato was weird.
Fun stuff.
We're about to hit 2 hours, guys.
I can't imagine a more beautiful sight.
Why the fuck are we doing this?
A fire sumo!
Fire sumo!
A magic balloon.
Stay here while I ring out my cap.
Stay here while I ring out my dinner.
Dinner.
This game's winner is... Mama Luigi!
Oh god, I have to use that.
Oh, okay, cool.
Because in my next one, I'm doing a Falcon Punch in it. I got Falcon Punch in it. Krim, did you make that up?
This game's winner is... Mama Luigi!
Failure. Oh.
Failure.
We're not contributing to anybody's enjoyment of this podcast at all.
Yeah, this podcast is kind of drawn, kind of going on and on. Let's do something or shut up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Soap's gonna have all our balls in a blender.
Now we're getting somewhere.
I can picture him and his face getting redder and redder as our conversation goes on.
Let's talk about soap, then.
Soap is good for your body.
Ooh.
It makes you feel all clean. And shiny. It
makes me feel dirty.
Rick, maybe we should give him a call.
We'd
have to abandon our friend Brandon briefly, but...
Yeah, let's call soap.
Let's call soap. I'll find them.
No, wait, Brandon.
What?
But Rick, I've developed an emotional attachment to this guy here.
Well, let him have a final spiel to talk to the people at the podcast.
Tell you what, Brandon, I'll give you Muscleman's number and you can call him. How about that?
Who?
Muscleman.
Oh, yeah, that guy. That guy that I don't really know.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do long distance.
You are right now.
I mean, I don't think I can call long distance. I can receive, but probably not call. In fact, I probably shouldn't be receiving it.
So Star Kirby can catch, but he can't pitch.
Oh, go.
We should do this more often.
I fell for hours.
You guys are boring. What's going on?
Okay, I'll call soap.
Hours, long time.
I'll call soap.
Well, I just want to say one last thing, Krim.
Okay.
Me and you. Organization and teamwork. Okay?
That's right. Wonderful plan.
We need to teach the caveman organization and teamwork.
That's a wonderful plan.
That plan is wonderful. I'm glad you like it. I liked it too.
Okay. I think we've come to an agreement.
We better have.
And now, for our man, Grease Over. Well, Brandon, we're going to have to say goodbye now.
See ya, pig fucker.
Nice, Rick.
So you guys can go talk to Greg.
Yep.
You don't have to say goodbye. You could just, like, you know, hang up on me.
Yes.
It worked!
Awesome!
Okay. I'll have to apologize to him for that later.
Apologies are for suckers.